ain't no way to follow up the Lord. Amen. So what you have to do, just carry on in Him. That's right. Amen. Hallelujah. I heard the Lord say earlier that I see your hunger. I see your hunger, your desire. I see it. I hear it. I feel it. I sense your faithfulness and obedience will bring you to that place. Don't turn back now. Don't turn back now.
Hallelujah.
Don't turn back now.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Hallelujah. There's two items the Lord wanted me to share with you today. And they'll probably be pretty quick. Last time I said that, I preached for 2 hours and 30 minutes. So if you got any chicken and oven, I don't know.
We'll be talking about it.
Hallelujah. Man, work of God is serious business. We have fun. We have His DNA inside of us.
Right?
Galatians tells us, right? The fruit of the Spirit, that's His DNA.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Man, there's something going on over here. Lord, ain't let me know what that is. If you know what that is, you need to do what you're going to do. Don't be concerned about interrupting me unless you're just completely out of crazy. We'll let you know that, right?
My Lord.
I ain't your regular preacher. Yeah, I'm a little different. So, hallelujah. But we have His DNA. He has emotion. He gets happy. He gets joyful. He cries. He gets angry. He does all these things, but it's imperfection, right? Hallelujah. We're learning that. We're learning that perfection. We're learning how to operate in His DNA. And those two things that He needs for us to hear today, first order business, yes, Father. You always receive the messenger. No matter if it's of God, you receive the messenger.
Amen.
You don't let the way He grows a beard, the way He dresses.
Yes.
You hear me?
Amen.
You don't let the color of His skin.
That's right.
You don't let the way He talks. He or she, it don't matter. You don't let none of that get in your way of not receiving. Because the Lord has chosen the person to give to you today. The Lord will choose the person to give to you next Sunday. This Thursday. And you have to receive that. If you don't receive that, you're not going to receive what He has for you. That might be a little conflict with some traditional folks. But that's how that works.
Hallelujah.
Man, God's good.
Yes.
And he took somebody dumber than a coal bucket.
Yeah.
And just raised them to a place.
Hallelujah.
That glorifies Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The same with you.
Thank you.
Amen. There's two things. Is the Word. His Word. Without this book. And knowing the contents within it, you will fail.
Amen.
You will not have victory. You will fail. You will struggle. You'll be sick. You'll be poor. Oh, you speaking kind of... No, I'm telling you the truth this morning. This Word will set you free. This Word will manifest God Himself in your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that ought to excite you and turn you on.
Yeah.
Man, to speak the Word of God just like God speaks it.
Amen.
If we got His DNA, we got Him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And then the other thing is knowing who you are. Man, if you don't know who you are, you ain't going to be much good to the kingdom.
Amen.
You ain't going to be much good to your family. You ain't going to be much good to your neighbor.
Because
if you're struggling as much as your neighbor is, how are you going to help them? Well, I'm in that place. Don't let the devil give you any condemnation. None whatsoever. We all start from somewhere. I started from somewhere. Dr. Ron started from somewhere. Hallelujah. We're all starting. What we have to do is focus on who we are.
Amen.
And what we have in Him. And the plan, that's where we find what His plan is. That's when you start training people to reign.
Hallelujah.
Because you are to reign. In this realm of life today, you are to reign. Hallelujah. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Is my ears turning red yet? They sometimes they get going, boy. They'll glow. They will glow. Hallelujah. Well, I got these little notes here. I don't know how much of them I'm going to stay with, but we'll see. The two ways for consistent victory is the Word and knowing who you are in Christ. We must take the Word as our source, not as our resource. I remember the first time that Dr. Maddie heard me say that. She was back there where Brother Carl was sitting there. And Buddy, she about did a jig out in there. That'll preach, she said. Hallelujah. That'll preach. The Word of God is our source, not our resource. The Lord showed me one day that when I would put when I take the Bible and I put it out on the shelf and kept it out like that, like these Bibles are, and I would have plans and time to meet with Him and pray with Him, talk with Him, and just have His presence. Hallelujah. That I was using the Word as a source. But if I took the Bible like I used to do and take it and place it up on the bookshelf with all the other books of resource, then that was showing how I perceived that book of being is a resource. I would go to it when I needed it. Like we said earlier, God's kingdom business is serious business. It's a source book. It's where all life comes from.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's left that for us. That empowers us through His Spirit. And where the Spirit and the Word connect, man, God manifests.
Amen.
His power.
Hallelujah.
We walk in His power.
Hallelujah.
Not our power, but His power. Amen. The Word of God being our source. The Word of God says that the Word is truth. John 17:17 tells us that. Yes, Father. I know that you may have heard all this before, and it may be basic. Because I even went to the Lord about this. I said, Lord, man, there's going to be some edumacated people in there. And Lord, I'm just, I tell you, you should. And He said, this is it.
Amen.
This is what you say.
Amen. Lord,
amen.
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 Hallelujah. The Word is truth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Word is truth. In John 8:31-32, Jesus Himself says, that if you be my disciple, how do you like this? Disciple, right? Disciple. If you'll be my disciple, hallelujah. And you seek after me, the truth will set you free, right?
Yes.
What is, you will be free.
Amen.
And what type of freedom is He talking about? Is He talking about that you getting saved or born again or just being free to go here and there? No, He's talking about when he speaks, He talks about kingdom application.
Amen.
He talks about kingdom principles.
Amen.
What He's talking about there is being free is that you're bringing heaven out of you.
Amen.
There He was speaking, you're bringing heaven down to you.
Amen.
Because he, the disciples that were looking at him, when he made this statement, they were looking at the kingdom. Amen. They were hearing the kingdom talk. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so he's talking about kingdom. And we'll be free in the kingdom. We'll operate in the kingdom when we're born again. Amen? When we're born again, we become ambassadors. We become a representative.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we must learn how that kingdom operates. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And as we learn how that kingdom operates, praise God, then we get liberty.
Amen.
Then we're doing kingdom things.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kingdom things. Then you're operating, you start operating in peace. You start operating in joy.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Lord.
You start operating in self-control.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
See, Jesus has already paid the price for everything that you will encounter.
Amen.
Your past, present, and future. He has paid that price.
Amen.
There is nothing greater than the blood. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Nothing. You can't judge a person over the blood of Christ.
Amen.
You can't do it. It's not right. It's not right. Little side trip there. Even he magnified his word above his name. Psalms 138:2. Hallelujah. This is the importance of his word. It is the source. Hallelujah. Then the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He sent his word to us. Hallelujah. Amen. And when Jesus came, he changed the world.
Amen.
He changed the people in the world. He showed us the truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he showed us those things. Everything from Genesis until Revelation points to Jesus and is Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amos 3:3 tells us, how can two walk together unless they be agreed?
Amen.
Man, that ain't just going up going, I agree with you. You're a good old guy. It ain't just that. It's that, but it ain't just that. That word agreed there means fellowship. It's talking about quality. Deep fellowship. And God's telling Israel, that's why all this stuff is coming on you. We got to walk together. We got to walk together. We got to be agreed. How do we show that we're agreed? We spend quality time with Him. Well, I don't have time. Yes, you do. I can't get up early enough. Yes, you can. I'm here to encourage you. I'm not here to spoon feed you. I'm not here to pamper you, sugarcoat anything.
My Lord.
Hey.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Man, we worship you, Lord.
Yeah.
We worship you. We thank you. We thank you that you sent your Son. We thank you that you have given us the authority in His name. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father.
Lord.
Hallelujah. You know, Peter in 2 Peter, Peter says this. He says, this is Willy Wonka translation. All right, or my translation. Yeah, you know, however that sits with you, it don't really matter to me. But here's that translation. Here's Peter. Peter's saying, he said, I've seen the transfiguration. He said, I've seen all these wonderful things. But there's a more sure way. There's a more sure way. There's a more sure word. Hallelujah. And that's that book, the that you got sitting beside you or in your computer or on your phone. It's that book, hallelujah. That's the more sure way. Hallelujah. We get the word in us. Oh, we got it. We got to receive the word. Amen. Amen. We got to receive that word. We have to speak that word. And we have to act on that word. Without acting, all the other stuff goes away. Hallelujah. Well, how do we act? By standing on the word. By speaking on the word. Not giving up 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 on the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Man, this is so easy. A 5-year-old can do it. I got one back there that does it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You getting anything out of this morning?
Yes.
Is the Holy Ghost ministering to you? Oh, we praise you, Father. Oh, I thank you. I thank you for your word. Father, I thank you that every ear will hear. I thank you that every spirit will receive what you have for them. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Ooh. I'm having fun. I don't know about y'all.
Glory.
God is so good.
Yes, He is.
The Word of God is powerful. See, He's bringing these things to your remembrance. Bringing them. You may know. Well, I know God's Word is powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, cuts between the soul and the spirit, and all this. I know all that, preacher. Listen to the Word. Faith comes by hearing. And by hearing the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Power in the Word. There's power in there. Power. I wrote this a time. I might have to have somebody to come read it then. He honored His word by calling His Son the Word.
My God.
Yeah, that's right on time. He honored His Son, or He honored His Word by calling His Son the Word. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now He is among us, and He is in us. I heard it. Somebody said it. In us. The Creator of the universe is in us. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead resides in us.
Hallelujah.
Man, God's so good. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10. 17. Here's where I want to read a little bit. If you got your word, will you turn to Romans 10? We're going to start on the what they call the Romans Road, I guess. That's what I used to hear it called when I was little. Oh, on the Romans Road. Got to know the Romans Road. Don't know anything else in the Bible. That's what somebody told me one time. Don't know anything else in the Bible. Got to know the Romans Road. We're going to start Romans 10, verse 8. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Basic. Which 11 classes called Faith 101, Beginners in Faith.
Oh, yeah.
I got it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'll go back and look at them. I got the King James. Yeah. I'm still waiting on the Bible I got ordered. So it's coming. It's on its way. But this is the King James. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth,
Jesus.
Man, if you mark any Bible or highlight anything, you need to underline that. Confess.
Hallelujah.
Confess.
Hallelujah.
Confess. You confess with your mouth.
Yes.
Be born again, you confess with your mouth.
Yes.
To be victorious, you confess with your mouth.
Oh,
to kill poverty, you confess with your mouth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To walk in the blessing, you confess with your mouth.
Our God.
Hallelujah.
You
confess.
Yes.
You confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shall believe in your heart. So you got to believe in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Confess with your mouth, believe in your heart.
Amen.
Mark 11. What did Jesus tell them? Mark 11, 22. Have faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
Have the God kind of faith.
Yes.
The God kind. What's God's kind of faith? God's kind of faith is action, buddy. It's taking His word and putting it in His mouth and Him speaking it and it coming to pass. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He says, you hold, you hold. The word of God says, you rich, you rich. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, He's one of them prosperity preachers. What you want me to do? Teach you how to be broke? You want to be broke or you want to be rich like God wants you? You want to be healthy like God wants you? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Man, God's good.
Lord.
He said, if you believe, in Mark 11, if you believe, have God's kind of faith, and if you believe, when you pray, and you believe, and you say, you'll have
Amen.
What you say.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man, it'd be cool to be 10 years old and learn how to do this.
Amen.
Receive Jesus in my heart, and then understand that I can take the Word of God and I can start talking, going to God and saying, I got issues here, I got issues there, and here's what your word says, here's the promises that you say.
Amen.
And I need help with this.
Yeah.
I need help. This is what your word says. Come on. Come on. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I believe it. I believe your word. I believe it. I receive it. I know it's going to happen. Then you start seeing those grades come up. You start seeing those relationships happen that you really need. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then as you get older, He gives you direction. Even more direction about who to date, who not to date, who to get in the car with. Who not to get in the call with? Hallelujah. What contract to sign? What contract not to sign? Hallelujah. Who to be friends with from a distance? Another revelation. But God's good. Believe in thy heart that God has raised Him from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. That means when you were born, let's keep going. Hang on. The Lord said, keep going. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness.
Hallelujah.
And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation.
Yes.
Unto wholeness.
Yes.
Unto completeness.
Amen.
Fully repaired.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You are a spirit. You have a soul. You have a thinker, a way of thinking. And you live in that body. Hallelujah. When you were born again, you still look like you looked after you confessed. You still weighed the way you weighed. Your eyes still was the same color. I still had the same mug on my face. It might have been a little happier. But that body and that mind didn't change. The body didn't change at all. Hallelujah.
Man, but in your spirit, it was made new. It was created right then, sealed with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He came inside of you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're born again.
Yes.
Now the thing to do is renew your mind. Get what's in here, up here, and in here. So you'll walk like Him. You'll talk like Him. And you'll be like Him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Well, my buddy of mine, Pastor David Garner, he said, I tell you, thank you, Father. Thank you. It's good to know that you're whole. It's good to know that you're healed. It's good to know that you're prosperous.
Yes.
It's good to know that God has plans for you.
Yes.
And they're good.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. He says that His word won't return void to Him. It's going to accomplish what He sent it out to do.
Yes.
He has a plan for you. It ain't plan, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. Element, you know, you get where I'm going. It's plan A.
Hallelujah.
And His plan A is Jesus.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Yes,
His plan A is Jesus, and His word will get you to where you need to go.
Amen.
It will put you in the place that you need to be.
Yes.
Amen. When you put the word in who you are, when you're born again, you become, and this might sit sideways with some of you, you become righteous.
Yes, Lord.
You become holy.
Yes, Lord.
You become all these things. There ain't no earning anything. Jesus paid it all for us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's all paid. What we have to do is get it from the inside to the outside.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And the way we do that is through the Word of God.
Yes.
Man, I know what it's like to be sick. I know what it's like to be broke and poor. I know what it's like to be without a home. I know what it's like to lose everything in your entire life that you've ever worked for. I know what it's like. I know what the devil's like. I know what he tries to do. Lord Jesus showed me this, made it come alive to me. It's John 10:10. Jesus said this, not William. Jesus said the enemy comes but to kill, steal, and destroy. And then Jesus said, but I come that you might have life and have it abundantly.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They ain't living under a tent now. Out underneath the bridge.
Amen.
They ain't like that. No, he's come. The devil, let me tell you, what the devil has took from me that I allowed him to take and steal from me, God has had mercy upon me and replenished a hundredfold.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm not trying to toot my horn or blow a horn. But some of you in here, y'all know me. Y'all know my background. Y'all know where I come from. Hallelujah. It's Jesus. Jesus, I told you earlier, dumber than a coal bucket. I wouldn't get up here and tell you nothing about God. You know how you can do that? Is when you have confidence. And where does the confidence come from? Knowledge. Comes from, where does knowledge come from? Revelation. Where does revelation come from? Heaven.
Yes.
And hallelujah, yes, Father. And the word came from where?
Heaven.
Hallelujah. What did Jesus say to Peter? Or not to exactly to Peter, but he said to the group.
On this rock, I'll build my church.
He said, who do you say that I am? And what did Peter say? Peter said, you are the Christ. You're the Messiah. You're the anointed one. You're the Son of God.
Hallelujah. And then Jesus told him, you only knew this by the Father.
That's right.
Only from heaven did you get that.
That's right.
And upon this rock, I'll build my church. That's me just, that's not verbatim from the Word. But that rock he's talking about is revelation.
Yes.
He's going to build his church on the revelation of the Word from God. Hallelujah. That's how he's going to build his church. And then he's going to turn right around when he starts building the church. He's going to turn right around and give you the keys of the kingdom. And what are the keys of the kingdom is the blessings, the Word, the blessings out of the Word of God that you can take and put in your heart, speak it out your mouth. You can bind things on earth to be bound in heaven. Loose things on earth. Loose things. Hallelujah. By revelation, understanding, knowing God's purpose for you. Knowing how to wield the sword of God. Hallelujah. Being victorious.
Yes.
Even at a young age.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Don't know if that little girl had been born again, but boy, she got something on her.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We're going to wrap up right here in a few minutes. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We have to receive the Word, believe the Word, say and speak the Word, and act on the Word.
Yeah.
Acting on the Word is standing, trusting, being obedient, working. And a lot of times we all miss this one. Resting. Resting. Just rest. God's got it, man.
Hallelujah.
You believe in your heart, you spoke it with your mouth.
Yes, Jesus.
He says it in His Word. He's got it. He's got it. Takes a lot of load off us. See, the Father says in the Old Testament, He says this. He says, I watch over my Word to perform. He's the performer of His Word. Did you hear me? He's the performer. We not. We say it. He uses us to manifest His kingdom in the earth.
Amen.
And the way we manifest His kingdom in the earth is by our voice and who we are. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Well, Father, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I got these little handouts for you after you get with Pastor Carl. You have them, right?
Do you second have page. Them? I got to do the second page.
Okay. And but they'll be able to you once they get the second page.
Yeah.
So I guess they'll do that right after service. And what this is who I am. And it's not everything, but it's 35 scriptures of who I am. And then confessions up to 39 that you can confess. Just give you an example. As you can say, I am a child of God. Romans 8:16. I am redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
I'm telling you.
Hallelujah.
And you can get right on the devil.
Amen.
Oh no. You get your hands off my children.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
They in my covenant. They attached to me.
Yes.
I'm attached to you. Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
I'm redeemed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, I'm redeemed from you.
Yes, Lord.
I'm blood bought.
Yes, Lord.
I've been paid for with a price.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm not mine. I'm his.
Yes.
And you ain't messing with his.
Yes.
And you ain't messing with his if his is.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Amen. That's who you are in Christ.
Amen.
I am. You are. You're forgiven. You're saved by grace through faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Saved by grace. Amazing grace.
Yeah.
Don't you just like that song? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Hallelujah. That's the only time that you need to say that you are old rich. Because now you're born again. You're in grace. Hallelujah. You've been bought with a price. Amen. You're not old rich no more. You're not old sinner no more. Hallelujah. When you die, if you die before Jesus comes and your body dies and your spirit goes to be with Jesus, hallelujah, if that body ain't going, it's going to stay right here. It's whether it's burned up or put in the dirt, whichever way, it's going to stay here. Amen. But then there's going to be a time to when that body comes back and there's going to be a glorified body on you, the type of body that Jesus had. It's a glorified body. But you're going to get a new one. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise you, Father.
Praise
you, Father. I told you we're going to wrap up. I'm going to wrap up here in just a minute.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. That you sanctify. It ain't no working toward no sanctification. Hallelujah. Man, it might sit sideways or something. That's 1 Corinthians 6:11. You're a new creature. You're a partaker of His divine nature. You're redeemed from the curse of the law.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You're in the blessing. You're not in the curse. You're in the blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
I hope this is exciting.
Yes.
You as much as me.
Yes.
You live by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're a son of God.
Yeah.
Oh, this is good. Getting all my needs met by Jesus. Philippians 4:19. Well, you're stretching that, Pastor. Or preacher, you're stretching that. Casting all my cares on Jesus.
Yeah.
Somebody says, take care. I don't need none of that. Y'all get that after a while.
Praise God.
Y'all get that. You heal by His stripes. You got to call those things. You got to take the Word of God and say what the Word of God says about a situation or a thing. Amen. Not what you think or what the doctor may give you a diagnosis. But you have to stay with what the Word says.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And to stay with what the Word says. Hallelujah. When you can't pay your bills or make that monthly payment, you got to stay with what the Word says.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Man, there's things to that. There's places to grow. I'm just giving, the Lord is just giving you a reminder to some of you and just brushing the topic on the top to some of you.
Mm-hmm.
Giving you that hunger. If I, what? Pay my bill, huh? That's what I did. Pay my praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
God's good, isn't
He? Yes, He is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. If it's okay with you, brother, I believe the Lord would have me to pray for some folks if they wanted me to. Just want to make sure we were good. Is there any way you could, you already took your iPad up?
It's okay.
It's okay. It might take a bit. Thank you, Father. We praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, the Lord wants me to open up the front up here for you to come for prayer. There's some things that some of you are needing. Some things you've been praying about. I'm not here to give you anything. The Lord.